Hello everyone, this is Easy Natural English with Liam, where I speak to you in natural English that's just a bit easier, so you can get used to English in a natural and hopefully a fun way. Today, I want to talk to you, as usual, with no script and no editing. And today, I want to talk about Okinawa. So, Okinawa is the island on which I live. It's the place where I live. I moved here in March, and it's now November, so it's been about 8 months. And I talked a bit about Okinawa when I first arrived. That was when Easy Natural English was just a podcast. So there's not a YouTube video version of that, but there is a podcast episode about Okinawa. But now I've lived here for some time, so I wanted to talk a bit about my life here. So it's hard to know where to begin, because many of my listeners or viewers in other countries, I don't think many people know anything about Okinawa. You know, I teach English online, and I have students in different countries, and when I tell them I live in Okinawa, either they know nothing about it, sometimes they don't even know the name, or sometimes they know maybe a little bit about it, but not very much. And then many Japanese people I speak to who live on the mainland of Japan or in other parts of Japan, they also, sometimes there are some areas or some things about Okinawa that they don't know or they sort of misunderstand. So yeah, today I just want to talk a bit about my experience here. I'm not an expert on Okinawa, but I can just tell you about what I've been doing here. So something that surprises many of my students in other countries is that it's very hot here. Yeah, people in Japan, they know that, but many of my students in other countries, when they imagine Japan, they often think perhaps of kind of Tokyo, like Tokyo kind of weather, and they imagine kind of a big city or something, or perhaps they imagine kind of Hokkaido with the snow and these kind of countryside areas of Japan. But many people, when they think of Japan, they probably don't think of somewhere like Okinawa. So some people say Okinawa is like the Hawaii of Japan. So Japan is a very long country. So if you go all the way to the north around this time of year, so now it is late November, if you go all the way to the north, you might be getting snow soon. I don't know if they've got snow yet, but it will be very cold. Probably not snowing yet, but it will be very cold. People will be wearing coats and jackets and things. Even a few of my students in Tokyo are telling me that it's getting cold now. Tokyo is around the middle of the country, and it's getting cold. Here in Okinawa, it's 25 degrees today. And yeah, most days have been between 25 degrees to 27. Some days recently have been like 30 degrees. So as you can see, I'm wearing a t-shirt now. Every day I'm wearing a t-shirt to go outside. And I'm wearing shorts every day. So yeah, our weather is quite different here, which also means the kind of appearance of Okinawa is a bit different. You know, you can see kind of more tropical plants like, you know, kind of palm trees or, yeah, these kind of more sort of tropical island type appearance that you might expect. And also even the vegetables and foods that you can grow here are a bit different too. And that's one of the things I really like about living here, because I love eating fruit. And in Tokyo, and I lived in Osaka before, fruit was very expensive, especially if you wanted to buy like something kind of tropical like mangoes or dragon fruits, or even bananas, things like that. But here, lots of those things are grown locally. So I can buy local bananas, local mango, local papaya, local dragon fruit. Lots of these are local kind of tropical fruits, you know, which means they're more delicious because they're more fresh. And they're cheaper, so it's nice. I like to eat fruit. So I've been eating lots of fruit since I've lived here. And also been eating some of the sort of local Okinawan cuisine. One of my favorite things is called Goya Champuru. And Goya, sometimes in English it's also called Goya, or sometimes it's called bitter gourd. Bitter means the flavor like coffee or dark chocolate. The flavor that makes you pull a face like, ah, it's kind of like the opposite of sweet. So bitter and gourd is the shape of the vegetable. It's the type of vegetable. So yeah, Goya or bitter gourd is a vegetable that you get in Okinawa that you don't really get in the mainland unless you go to an Okinawan restaurant. So it's a really nice vegetable that they cook a kind of stir fry with, and that's Goya Champuru. It's very delicious. If you come to Okinawa, try that. So one of the very famous foods here is Soki Soba or Okinawa Soba. The two different dishes, very similar. And it's noodles with pork. It's like pork belly. So it's a very fatty piece of meat. So actually it's something, I've eaten it a couple of times and it's nice, but I don't like to eat lots of kind of fatty, heavy foods like that. So it's not my favorite thing, but it's very popular here with tourists. So especially Japanese tourists coming from other parts of Japan, they usually want to eat Okinawa's noodle dishes. Something that tourists don't eat when they come to Okinawa, and I've realized a lot of people in other parts of Japan don't even seem to know about this dish, but here in Okinawa, a very local dish is goat soup. So here it's called yagijiru, which just means goat soup. So if you come to Okinawa, you might see there are lots of goats. Kind of, if you go to a more countryside area, you'll see a lot of goats. And for a long time in Okinawa, it's been part of the local cuisine. So people eat goat in a soup. And I like goat meat if it's in a curry or if it's something with a bit of flavor. But goat soup, you kind of only taste the goat. And it's quite nice when you're eating it, but afterwards, for the rest of the day, all you can taste is goat in your mouth. And if you've ever smelled a goat, it's kind of similar to the taste. So yeah, it's nice, but it will leave a taste in your mouth for a long time. So yeah, if you want to try some very local cuisine that usually tourists don't eat, then yeah, come and try the goat soup. Also here, in terms of food, something I've been enjoying a lot is the local American food. Because American food, pretty similar to British food. I mean, it's usually just bigger and richer. But in the English-speaking countries, you know, UK, America, Australia, New Zealand, you know, I mean, those countries, they all originally come from the UK, so our food is pretty similar. There are some differences, but it's pretty much the same. So it suits my taste. I love Japanese food, but sometimes I want to eat, yeah, kind of Western food or kind of, English-speaking country food. In Tokyo, there are some good places that serve kind of like real Western food, but a lot of the places are kind of made for Japanese taste, so it's not quite the same as it would be in America or in the UK or Australia, New Zealand, Canada. It's not quite the same taste, or it's sometimes not even the same ingredients, the same kind of setup or menu. Like there'll be things that are kind of missing or things that shouldn't be there. So it's kind of more to a Japanese taste. But here in Okinawa, because there are many Americans, because if you don't know, in Okinawa, this is where the American military, the American army is based. So America has these air bases, these little military bases, which is kind of a military army area. And there's many, many Americans who live here because of that. So it means I can go to restaurants that are making American food for American people. Of course, Japanese people are welcome to come in too, but a lot of their customers are American. So the flavor is really like American flavor. And also even the ingredients that are available here, so ingredients, things you put in the food, they can get more of the American ingredients and make it more close to the taste that you'll get in America and other countries. So that's something I really like about living here. Most of the time I eat Japanese food, but sometimes I want to go and eat some American food and it's really good here. What else is good here? Something I also really like about living in Okinawa, I mentioned before, the weather. So now it's late November. Earlier I went to play basketball and it's a very nice temperature today. It's 25 degrees. It's almost even a bit hot to be doing sport, but it's better than being too cold. So I've been up to the park. I could go outside in shorts and t-shirt, play basketball. And I live near a park that has a basketball court with a view of the ocean. Because as I said, Okinawa is an island, so usually you are not too far from the ocean. Actually, even if I look from my window here, I can see the ocean. And in the evening, we get very nice sunsets here. So we get to watch the sun go down. We don't get to see the sun rise because that's on the other side of our apartment. We have some windows over there. But there's kind of buildings in the way, so you can't really see the sun rise. But on this side, we get to see the sun set, which is good because I'm usually not awake for sunrise anyway. We wake up fairly early, but not early enough to see sunrise. But we do get to see the sunset every evening when we're at home, so it's very nice. Other things. Something I really like also about living in Okinawa is people like to talk a bit more than I found in Tokyo. I mean, at least from my experience, but I have heard other people say similar things. Tokyo is a big city. There's lots of people and people are very busy. So usually people don't have time to talk. If I went into a cafe or something, even a small independent cafe, so like a local business, little cafe or a little restaurant or something, people didn't really talk. Even when it was quiet, there'd just be, just the owner and just me and maybe my wife or maybe just me. And they usually didn't really talk. But here in Okinawa, as I mentioned earlier, there are lots of Americans, and lots of the Americans, they only stay here for a few years, for a short time. So lots of them don't really study Japanese. I'm sure some of them do, but most of them that I see, they don't really study Japanese. They don't speak Japanese. And if you've been listening to my channel for a while, you'll know that I study Japanese all the time, so I can speak a bit. And when I speak Japanese, people are usually surprised because lots of people who look like me do not speak Japanese, and it means a lot of people kind of want to have a conversation with me, which is good for me because I like talking to people and I also like talking in Japanese. I want to use Japanese. I'm studying all the time. I want to use it. So it's very nice here when I go into restaurants and cafes. If I talk a bit in Japanese, people tend to start wanting to have a conversation with me. Whereas in Tokyo, even, when I spoke Japanese, no one was surprised because there's lots of foreign people there who can speak Japanese, and because they're very busy. So they're just sort of like, okay, thank you, bye, whereas, here people sort of want to chat, which is good. I like talking to people. So that's something I really like about living here. Okay, I think that's pretty much all I have to say, and somebody has just started using a loud machine outside, so perhaps it's a good time to stop. So thank you all very much for listening today. If you're listening to the YouTube version, please subscribe, like, and comment. If you're on the podcast version, please follow and review. If you'd like to take a lesson with me, then please check the link in the description of the video or on the description of the podcast. and you can come on to italki and you can take an online lesson with me. If you'd like to support the channel, there's also a link for my Patreon account and you can help me out and I'll make some more videos and more podcast episodes. So thank you all very much and I'll see you all back here next time.